Welcome to the Women and Wealth podcast with Esther Szabo. Esther is a respected leader in the field of personal financial advice with over 25 years of experience. After going through her own significant and challenging life-changing events, she overcame fear and self-doubt to launch her own successful advisory firm. Now Esther is ready to share her practical and personal experiences to help other women clear their hurdles and brave life's transitions. In this way, she inspires women to lead fulfilling and confident lives.
Hello and welcome to Women in Wealth with Esther Szabo from Gates Pass Advisors. Hello, Esther. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. Well, I guess it's afternoon now. I'm doing well. We're starting to see some signs of spring here in Northern California.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for rubbing that in.
I know you're not where you are.
No, right now it's negative 12 with wind chill. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah. That's.
I won't tell you about the daffodils I picked out of the yard. And
seriously? You already have daffodils?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
See, where I grew up, we had a daffodil parade. And all the floats were with daffodils. You know, they're all made up of daffodils.
That was one of the favorite things. That would be good since I called it the daffodil parade.
Yeah, it'd be awkward, right? You know, it's the rose parade. What are those flowers? Oh, there's daffodils. We just use those instead. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the town I grew up in was a bit weird. So who knows? Well, that's awesome. Thanks for letting me. Just send me a picture of one, would you?
I will.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I will.
All right. Can we talk about something more fun?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. We're not. It's also happens to be the middle of another season. It's tax season. So
yes.
It is a stressful time for many. And it's interesting because it's one of the primary times that people pull out all of this information and data regarding their personal finances. And here our approach is proactive. We look at everything in the fourth quarter of the year, if not throughout the year, mm-hmm. because the goal is really to reduce those negative surprises of, oh my God, how do I owe that much? Mm-hmm. And it's already April when they're due, and before you know it, it's June, and then time goes by. So we really want to get ahead of that. Nobody can avoid paying taxes. We can reduce taxes, but you can't just not pay them. So it's a critical expense when we're doing financial planning with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's surprises are nice in a lot of situations, right? Publisher Clearinghouse showing up at your door with a big check. That's a great surprise. They give you an extra, you know, chicken tender in your three-piece meal. You got four. Hey, that's a nice surprise. You know, extra $10,000 you owe in taxes, not so much.
Not so much, yeah. 10 or more. And so the other thing that can happen when we're working with women in transition, or in this case, it's a male, but I just wanted to share an experience of what's not unusual that it happens when somebody, in this case, loses their partner. It's just such a shock that you're trying to pull yourself together just to show up. He is now a single dad, but wow. He had a child to look out for, and plus his own professional work and navigating all of that. And even though he's a knowledgeable, intelligent professional with everything going on, he did not file his 2017 tax return. And he has been a client of us since late 2017. Mm-hmm. And just couldn't bring himself to get it together, even though we're right there and can say, hey, we'll help, we'll carry it over, we'll do everything, and just couldn't engage in that way. Not just for 2017, but 2018, and here we are in the 2019 tax season. Mm-hmm. And during this also, it didn't help that their CPA changed. The one that they had been using all these years took a different direction with their clients, and so they also had a new tax preparer to address. And there's only so much we can do, but it's been a topic on the table. Okay, we have to get this done. How do we help? What can we do? And thankfully, this year in January, the client was willing, and I just picked them up at their home. We took what they had. We met with the tax preparer, and we're finally moving it off their plate and just processing it through. And I think one of the things that we do here with Gates Pass is it's not so much about the transaction. It's also about the empathy. Like, yeah, it makes sense, because not only was 2017 the year his partner passed, but his partner always handled the tax preparation. Mm. So it's kind of a double whammy, touching all of these documents and going through this exercise, because it retouches that feeling of loss.
Yeah. Yeah. And just how stressful would it be to even, you know, take a look at that? It's easy enough to lock it in a closet and just put it in there. The stuff's in a box and I just don't want to look at it. I just cannot deal with this piece. Mm-hmm. I've got my child. I've got work. I'm just busy. I'm just, you know, I've got other things to take care of. And you can't hide from it, but at the same time, you kind of can. And it sounds like he did for quite a while until it really weighed on him enough to do something about. And that's, man, that's tough. That's a tough position to be in. I love the fact that you, like you said, you just picked him up and, you know, said, let's get all your stuff together and go and get it off his plate. What a huge sigh of relief, I can imagine, you know, once he was able to walk out of the accountant's office with just saying, okay, I know that there's going to be some ramifications, maybe there's some things owed, I don't know, but at least I know it's that we've started this process.
Well, how did you know that that's what they said?
Because that's true. What I would be when saying.
When we walked out of the office, they just said, oh, thank you. And they were trying to figure out, gosh, I'm so responsible. How did I get stuck with this? And it does make sense to me. And the other thing that responsible professional people or just responsible humans, one of the things that a loss can do is just knock them off the center. It can do that to all of us. And there's no benefit to saying, oh, I'm bad because I did this, or I'm stupid, or there's something wrong with me, because that typically makes it harder to pick up the whole package of stuff. It's just, hey, this happened. And what none of us realize, because we're only with ourselves, but as a professional on this side, seeing lots of people and meeting this particular tax professional and knowing that they've seen lots of people, it's like, you know what? Yep, this happens. Mm-hmm. And there's no judgment. We just pick it up from here and take care of it and move on.
Yeah, that's a great feeling.
So the other thing, on a more positive note, we will continue on here, is the other thing that's happening in our office is we just came off of a very strong year of returns in 2019 in the market. If one was invested at all in stocks or bonds, and most likely a combination, it was very hard to avoid a positive return.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to think, well, so what is there to talk about there? That's great. What my colleagues and I are seeing a bit is, on one hand, it really depends on the client, how they're taking this information in. Some, certainly, they're kind of blasé. It's just they're living their life and it's not necessarily going to make a difference. But for others, it opens up options and opportunities that perhaps they didn't have before, because, for example, a client of mine works for a high-tech firm here, really enjoys their work. They're in their later 50s, and even so, I've worked with her for about 7 years, and she never really had huge retirement aspirations. There are certainly women who come in and they're just like, tell me, when can I given my notice, please. But she wasn't one of those. She loves her job, loves her work, and which was good because her retirement funding was not as robust as it needed to be. And we always proactively update projections with clients. The software part of our plans, which is a part of financial planning, we like to review at the beginning of the year or at some point during the year, this is how things are looking now. And let's see if there's other options that we can address, or do we need to tighten up a bit based not so much on the portfolio for last year, but how much more money went out of the account than we thought would due to various circumstances. Mm-hmm. And for this person, with the update with a market adjustment for 2019, it really made a shift in terms of her options for ability to retire earlier than we had originally shown. And they could travel more, she could remodel. And it's so important to have those conversations, to take a look. And I know, and I have it in the back of my head, but I can imagine there may be some listeners, and perhaps you too, Eric, as well, who are saying, well, yeah, it was a good year, but what about next year? This year may mm-hmm. not be so good. So do you just update and show a pretty picture and say, hey, everything's fine? It's always around the financial conversation. It has to go deeper than this. Really looks like you have buffer now that you didn't have before that would allow you to, should you desire, retire at such and such age. In this case, mm-hmm. the person's age was about 62. And from there, we say, well, tell me, what's that like for you? What do you think? And even those who previously said, well, I don't care about retirement, it's interesting how when they see that it's possible, sometimes get a little excited about the fact that they have a choice now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be exciting. I mean, if you're kind of thinking, well, you know, normal age of retirement, 65 or 67, and then you're presented with a possibility of 62, even if you hadn't really necessarily looked forward to that and said, you know, this is when I want to retire, I want to be done, like you were saying earlier, it would still be exciting to know that you could, you know, you do have that choice. If you decided, hey, you know, I've got some opportunities to do some travel and really need to take advantage of that while I'm this age instead of 70 or 70 and a half, right. Or 75, I should say. Yeah, I think anybody would be excited about that. But there's the flip side of the coin, like you were saying. It's not all rosy, and today you can have that conversation, but if the market goes into a recession, which, you know, what goes up does come down eventually, if that happens this year or next year, how does that change their retirement plan from 62 to what, right? I mean, and that's the interesting part. Like you said, you don't just paint a rosy picture, but how do you handle that part of the conversation when they have their thoughts coming towards, well, I could possibly retire early?
Yeah, and it's all about bringing consciousness to the data. Mm-hmm. It's, as I've done this over the last 25 years, what we always look at is, what does the trend look at this point? And certainly it was the fact that performance was very strong last year, but we see it over and over and over again that more of a determinant is how much money the client is spending each year. So in this case, for this client, there has consistently been planned expenses that they didn't spend for whatever reason. And for other clients, again, the same issue. It's like they can have a great market year, but with their spending being higher than they consistently plan, they've already spent it. And so it's not there to grow and compound for the future and for those times when the market will adjust, where there will be volatility. We've already seen some this year due to the coronavirus concern. We don't know what the other things coming up will be. Obviously, we all know about election and different changes going on. Still, we've got economic concerns, not in terms of immediate recession, but how long can we continue to grow or mm-hmm. at what pace and rate. So it's really wanting to avoid any kind of blindside about making sure we are shoring up mm-hmm. for the downside when it comes. And one of the things, I love behavioral finance, which talks a lot about the different biases all of us have yes. with regards to how we interpret information and data. And when I say information and data, I don't necessarily mean charts and graphs and all of that, because as we go through our day, many of us have work that or doesn't involve charts and data. But there's a bias known as recency bias. Mm-hmm. And what it says is it's a bias. It says, well, what will happen in the future will just be a continuation of how it's just been. There's to illustrate it, there's a great cartoon, and you live in snow country. Mm-hmm. How much snow is on the ground now? Is there any?
No. Well, okay, in yards, there's a little bit, but really it hasn't snowed in... I mean, we got a little flurry here and there in the last couple of days, but we're talking flurry as in, you know, quarter of an inch, half an inch is blowing around. Yeah. But most of it's turned to solid ice. So it's just no fun at all.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's no fun. You can't ski on that.
Correct. Yeah. You can slide on it. And a lot of people do. Yeah.
And not you can to, fall
not
on it.
Yeah. Not on their choice either. There they go. Yeah.
Well, it's this great cartoon I came across where it showed like a little bar graph, and it was average snowfall is 40 inches in January in Park City, Utah. And it's got a bar chart showing the bar up to 40 inches. Mm-hmm. And then it showed 2012 snowfall in January, and it shows a line at about 10 inches. And then there's a little bubble, thought bubble above saying, well, why did I just buy a four-wheel drive? And that's just pointing out that that's what we do. We go, well, I know this is snowy or icy country, and so I'm going to protect myself using, for example, perhaps one just bought a disability policy or a long-term care policy or has owned one for a while and said, well, why did I do this? Because I'm healthy. You know, why should I? Even though the facts do show that, especially among women, we're more likely to have the need for long-term care because we outlive our spouses. And translating it to investments, coming out of the Great Recession that ended in March of 2009, from a market standpoint, mm-hmm. it is still challenging for a number of families. But one could look at it and say, well, why do I bother to diversify? Why don't I just invest in large cap US? That's just the only thing that does well. And the interesting thing for me is having invested with clients through different periods way back to the late 90s, when the question was, well, why invest in anything except tech stocks? You know, what's the point? And that's all recency bias, because we know what happened after March of 2000. Tech stocks, you know, melted down, and boring companies, value companies, were what led the way for the first part of the 2000s. And then coming through the Great Recession, what's challenged a lot of investors is that same recency bias. If you ask them, you know, here we are in March of 2020. If we'd asked them in March of 2010, hey, put your portfolio and allocate it and allocate a large amount to large cap stocks, a number would have said, no, I can't afford that. And so we have to be careful when we're looking at the planning, with as good a market as we just came through, we don't stand here with our clients or meet with our clients and go, oh, you know, you have to worry, it's going to get bad. We don't know what's going to get happen, but what we lead around with, okay, how can we take advantage of this? We're reallocating some for clients who are moving into retirement. We're adjusting the portfolio so it can turn into a paycheck for them, mm-hmm. and moving them from the accumulation phase to the payout phase. And that takes a while. And it's important to have wherever in life a proactive partner, whatever stage of life you're in, a proactive partner to look at things like, how will your taxes be impacted by each move and adjustment? How do we take advantage of the very nice market in 2019 to continue to build your financial foundation for your future?
Mm-hmm. All right.
The other thing, and I'll go to wrap up with this, is I'm finding myself meeting with more families, clients, husband and wife, who we've worked together for over 20 years here in Northern California, and discussing the fact that, you know what, they're mortal, they're may not be around for another 20 years of working mm-hmm. together. And how do they want to discuss their finances with their children? Again, another transition to address. And I love these meetings when the adult children come in and we talk with them about, this is how your parents are allocated in terms of their investments. Do you have any questions, concerns, anything you want to talk about, so that they're really aware? They can raise any concerns about stock market or bond market. And we talk about how we work with their parents. In a number of cases, they're aware that we're in the picture. They've known that for a number of years, but it's starting to say, hey, this is what goes on in this room when your parents come in to mm-hmm. meet with us. And we also introduce others that are engaged. It may not be physically, but we say, this is who the tax preparer is. This is who the estate attorney is. Do you all have the advanced care directives for your parents? Do you mm-hmm. know where the estate plan is? So that when the inevitable happens, everybody knows who to turn to, where the needed documents are, and how we can help.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredibly important. You and I have talked about this before, as mm-hmm. far as, you know, multi-generational planning in a way. And I just, yeah, I you started this off by saying, I just love these meetings. That's where my heart is. My heart is being able to get a family together to help the kids and grandkids understand, you know, why grandma and grandpa are doing what they're doing, what they've done, what they've built over the last however many decades. Yeah. I think it's a way to honor them as parents and grandparents, especially if they're business owners or maybe they're land, you know, owners. They had to make sacrifices to do all that, to build all that. And hopefully the beneficiary are going to be sitting in that room. And then the education that they get on how grandma and grandpa did that, and, you know, hopefully passing those values on, as well as some wealth or some, you know, some assets. But I think the education itself is probably the thing that means the most.
Yeah, we have a great tool that I haven't talked about too much in previous podcasts, and I won't go into it at length here because we're almost out of time, right. But it's the money story. It's like, how did you grow up with money? What did you hear about money from your parents? What did you think about, you know, when you think of yourself as a little kid, what were the messages? And we go through that with the parents and the kids, adult kids, so that they can really, if they haven't heard it, some of it are like, yeah. I've heard this all my life, but their grandchildren won't have. Mm-hmm. And so just encapsulating that and sharing the amount of information that the parents are comfortable sharing. All of this is reviewed with them in advance, but it is, you know, we have talked about this and how awkward the topic of money is. Mm-hmm. And I love loosening that up for families, just saying, hey, we have this. We kind of all know this is here. Let's just talk about money together. And yeah. most of us spend a lot of our weeks, months, and especially at tax time, a lot of time thinking about it. So let's just put it out. And however we can be a support and a relief and just a supportive channel for the family, we're really happy to do that.
Fantastic. Yeah, like you said, our time is getting close to the end here. I would love to ask you about that, the money story at some point, maybe do a podcast revolved around that. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. I love the tools and I love these conversations.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Anything else that we need to cover today?
Well, I'm just going to give a quick preview of our next podcast because it will be, I will be interviewing a fiduciary, which it's a confusing topic sometimes because I'm a fiduciary on behalf of my clients due to my designations and the type of firm I have. I am held to a higher standard in that I must do what's in the client's best interest. But there's these also others you may have seen or heard of called public fiduciaries, and they're typically used for adults or special needs kids so that they won't be financially abused. So, and in a flip side of, I was just talking about family meetings with very intact and connected families. I'm also bringing in a professional who will talk about, gosh, what about other instances where the elders are abused by perhaps caregivers or adult children, and how do they navigate that? Or the adult children just live too far away. And this can be a challenge for often for women who do care about their parents, but they're pulled professionally with their own children and want to be sure that their parents are being well protected.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a fantastic podcast. I'm looking forward to that for sure. All right, Esther, thank you so much for your time today.
Eric, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. And thank you all for listening to the Women in Wealth podcast with Esther Szabo. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Esther comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. This makes it much easier to share these podcasts with your friends and family. Again, thanks so much for listening today. For everyone at Gates Pass Advisors, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Women and Wealth podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you receive notifications of new podcasts as they become available. Check out the website at www.gatespassadvisors.com for more information. This content is developed from sources believed to be providing accurate information. The information in this material is not intended as tax or legal advice. Please consult legal or tax professionals for specific information regarding your individual situation. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security.